trusted viewers, welcome to Good People, Good Works. Today we present part two of our program about Free the Children, a wonderful charity founded in 1995 by two Canadian brothers, Craig and Mark Kielberger, that is dedicated to uplifting disadvantaged youth in developing nations through education.
My name is Craig Kielberger, and when I was 12 years old, started an organization called Free the Children. It was a group of 12-year-olds with a simple dream. We wanted to build a school overseas for kids. We've not only built one school, we built 500 schools in developing countries, providing daily education to 50,000 children, 23,000 microcredit cooperatives for women, clean water, health, sanitation, helping about a million people around the world.
Through the unwavering enthusiasm of its volunteers, Free the Children has become one of the world's largest networks of children helping children. With 3,500 youth in action groups in the United States and Canada, we are determined to constructively transform the world. To support Free the Children's laudable philanthropic mission, students from 45 Brownwood County schools in Florida, USA, recently raised nearly $93,500 to help the organization construct 11 new schools for deserving children in Kenya. Arthur Rose, Assistant Director of Administration for the North Central Area of Brownwood County School Board, and a County Coordinator for Free the Children, shares how it all began.
My wife and I were watching Channel 7 News, WSBN, and they were introducing a new news anchor by the name of Reed Cowan, and they shared that he had lost his child when his child was 4 years old, and in his devastation and his loss, he didn't even know if he can live. And a friend said to him, "Did you know that there are children Wesley's age dying in Africa?"
Mr. Cowan started the Wesley Smiles Coalition in memory of his son, an organization that works in partnership with Free the Children. He traveled to Kenya with a goal of establishing schools there for underprivileged kids. Thus far, two schools have been opened in the East African nation due to his tremendous efforts. Michael Range is a student at the Brownwood County School called Northeast High School, located in Oakland Park, Florida, USA. He was inspired by Mr. Cowan's work and was actively involved in his school's project to raise funds for Free the Children.
We were there firsthand at the meeting where Reed Cowan was there, and he explained thoroughly the whole entire story. The kids here only got the video, so every time we went to each class, we had to re-experience telling the story to someone else, and it would touch another person's heart, touch another person's soul, and they would want to give more back to us to Free the Children so we can finally reach our goal.
Another Northeast High School student, Farah Ann Gonzalez, was also involved in the project to support Free the Children.
We just really want help. We just have this feeling, like this warm feeling in us, and we knew that everyone else would as well. So we showed the video to everyone else in our school, and that actually just made everyone else feel the same way we did. So when everyone heard that we could help, we did. Everyone got together and made it a huge success, like bigger than we ever thought.
Well, our first project was a walkathon, and we got 1,050 kids involved with walking around the track, and we did a carnival. I am so proud of my student government. My 50 kids just went above and beyond, and we had a great time, and we did a good job.
Everyone came together, not just as a school, not just as, you know, a clique, or just friends, but we came together as one to help out Kenya, Africa, you know? So it's really amazing to see what kids in Oakland Park, Florida can do to help kids halfway around the world, so it's really amazing.
Benny Trevarez is a student leader at Northeast High School and successfully encouraged many of his fellow students to participate in the initiative to build more schools in Kenya.
being president of a couple clubs at my school, I was able to motivate them, get all my students involved. So we donated money and really helped out, and just talking to other kids about how this would help out others and being able to take a step back from our own lives and view from another perspective on how you can help kids. We are not in a impoverished area where we're going through an economic struggle, but still we have it better than most. So this gave us the opportunity to help out, and it just gave everybody a chance. This just gave them a chance to say, hey, I can do better. I'm not in a bad situation, so I should be happy with what I got. So this helped a lot of kids, and I'm very proud of how Northeast pulled together to help out Kenya.
When we return, we'll hear more from these benevolent Northeast High School students. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
How do we live our lives every single day, and how we impact the lives of people in developing countries? How do we live our life so that we have a positive impact on the world around us?
Welcome back to Good People, Good Works on Supreme Master Television. 45 Brownwood County schools in Florida, USA recently raised nearly $93,500 for the Free the Children charity, which is enough to build 11 schools for disadvantaged youngsters in Kenya.
I decided, okay, I can probably take something bigger than I am. I'm going to help kids in Kenya, kids in Africa, and basically try to see if I could do this for them. Maybe this is just a step that I can also help other parts of the world. Donate some money to help build a school.
The top fundraising school, Northeast High School, collected $11,000 for the cause. For being the star performer, the school was given the honor of sending four students to Kenya for 21 days to help build a school. The students chosen to go were Vera Ann Gonzalez, Olandare Nelson, Michael Range, and Benny Travaris.
We were very happy once we found out all four of us was going to Africa. We are very happy. I see it as an experience to help other people. It's a great experience for me. I get to see another part of the world, how everything is different, the culture, the diversity. But to be able to bring that back, that's a real experience there. I can bring it back to Broward County, all the kids who helped out. I can just tell them what I see, just give them enough experience as if they were there.
One penny, one dime, $100, no matter what it was, we were just excited that we were raising something for someone else, doing it for someone else besides ourselves. It always comes from within, and you have to believe in the fact that we believed that we were going to raise $9,000 and build our own school. And if we didn't believe that from the beginning, we never would have done it. So that's always what you have to do, believe in yourself, and you'll achieve it.
Some people think that they can't do it, by themselves, but the power to do things like this comes from teamwork and comes from cooperative efforts, and that's where things get done. So I believe that's why it happened and why it was so successful.
I'm just happy to know that, because I've already been given the chance to live a high school life, with education, with a family, with a community that cares, I'm proud to say that now we can all give another community that chance, and I'm very happy and proud to be a part of that.
So when we leave, we're still going to come back with our experiences and show the world, and Northeast is going to stride, and in 2 years, we're going to have a new crowd of students that are going to do the same thing. I see Northeast as the cornerstone to something bigger.
Learning of the caring efforts of the Northeast High School students to aid their peers in Kenya, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated an additional $15,000, or approximately $15,300 to the cause, which our association members presented to the school on her behalf. In recognition of their leading roles in raising funds for Free the Children, the four students selected for the Kenya trip and the Rickards Middle School student Santiago Vasquez were given gift bags containing a selection of master CDs and DVDs and her number one international best-selling books, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds. The Brownwood County School Board later sent Supreme Master Ching Hai a letter of appreciation. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following excerpt from the letter. Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, on behalf of the students in the North Central area, we would like to thank you for your most generous contribution of $15,000 for our Free the Children project. Our children have learned so much this year by being a part of this wonderful cause. May God bless you for this wonderful opportunity of sharing our story with your viewers. Please know that your contribution will build a school, furnish it with desks, chairs, and supplies, and pay a teacher to educate these well-deserving youngsters.
Well, Mother Teresa once said that we could do no great things. We could only do small things with great love.
Our deep thanks go to the students of Northeast High School and those of other Brownwood County schools for striving their best to help their brothers and sisters in Kenya learn and grow. Our heartfelt appreciation also goes to Free the Children for its many global development initiatives and for its volunteers' sincere consideration for the safety, welfare, and future of vulnerable children across the world. For their true and noble concern for the young ones, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Free the Children with the Shining World Compassion Award and providing the organization with an additional loving contribution of $10,000, or approximately 10,200 Canadian dollars, to further their benevolent work. For more details on Free the Children, please visit www.freethechildren.com. Thank you for joining us today on Good People, Good Works. Up next is The World Around Us after Noteworthy News. May all children forever be graced with heaven's protection.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.